There is the hooter. Donegal suffering defeat in the quarterfinal of the All-Ireland Senior Ladies Football Championship as they lose out to the All-Ireland champions. The defending champions going for 5 in a row, Dublin. Final score here, 2-12 to 2-7 in favour of Dublin. And I suppose the story of the game, Donegal had a lightning start, and in the fourth minute they were leading by a goal and two to no score. Geraldine McLaughlin scoring two frees and a goal to put Donegal in control very early on. But then Dublin started to find their groove and got back into the game and hit seven unanswered scores. By the 26th minute they were leading 1-6 to 1-2. But Donegal were given a lifeline just before the half-time break. A second goal which came by Katie Hearn. At the start of the second half we were hoping that Donegal maybe could knock on and that goal could lift them, but it was Dublin that started the better of the half with three unanswered scores, and one of those was their second goal coming from Carla Rowe. Rowe at that stage had contributed 2 goals and 2 points, and Dublin were leading 2-8 to 2-2 out to a 6-point advantage. And really after that it was sort of point from point for either side. Geraldine McLaughlin ending the day with a goal and seven for Donegal, but Dublin just proving too strong, and the likes of Rowe ended up with 2 goals and 3 points. Hannah Terrell kicked over 4 points. Davy, who was very good as well, stepped in with a couple of scores. But on reflection, 5 points was the difference between the sides at the end, and Dublin probably showing their mettle as All-Ireland champions and just too strong for Donegal today, Maureen.
Yeah, 100%, Oisin. You know, they just proved maybe too strong in a lot of the areas of the field, and as I said out there today, probably made the less mistakes. I mean, they made their mistakes themselves. I'm sure they're going to regroup and have a look at them, because Donegal really put it up to them out there today, as you say. And I know the girls are going to be very, very disappointed, Oisin, with how it ended up, because after that fantastic start, you know, as you say, in the first 4 minutes, they were 1-2 up. Dublin had no answer for them then, but Dublin settled well in into the game. You always knew they were going to do that. Like, when you have players like Carla Rowe out there, I mean, Niamh Hetherton coming off the bench, and then you see Sinead Ahern, the likes of Sinead Ahern leaving the field of play, you know, and other substitutes coming on, as I talked about. That's a panel game. Now, to be fair to Donegal, they took some great substitutions that worked very well. They were struggling with injuries. Donegal, loss of Humour Galler, as you say, you talked about at the beginning of the game, what would be the difference? Like, she's a really good man marker, and that's what you need up against some of them Dublin forwards as well. So we lost her today, Oisin, and we've seen, like, the likes Catherine Boyle coming on there. You know, she hasn't played a game really all year for Donegal, and she did really, really well. Annie Logue picked up Jennifer Dunnan and gave her quite a time in the middle of the field as well. Jamie Balcair had an alright game as well, but the mistakes cost them out there. Maybe there was a little bit of complaining to the referee and stuff like that, but that's something Donegal need to go back next year now and look at, is the mistakes and cutting them out, Oisin, because other than that, they're a very, very good side.
Yeah. How would you sum the championship up here in the All-Ireland Series, of course, for Donegal, Maureen, over the last couple of weeks? It didn't bear fruit to what Maxi Kern would be hoping that it would have.
No, listen, I suppose he went out, you know, their aim, I suppose, was to top their group stages. They didn't do that, because that shocker game against Galway, where they were chasing them 3 goals, but then they went out against Kerry. Dublin was the end of it. Like, you know, you probably, if you want to compete at the top, you're going to be playing the likes of Dublin, Cork eventually, no matter what. But yeah, I suppose Galway was a shock for them. They took Kerry okay. I was expecting myself for them to top the group, but you know what? They come back very, very well and proved themselves as a really good team against Kerry in that second round of the championship, which got them through the quarterfinal stages. They have a lot to go back now into the and regroup this year. But they have to be you know, happy with some of their performances and stuff as well, Oisin, because they've done really well and they've done their fans proud this year. They really committed to the game, and All Ireland quarterfinals against Dublin, and you know, to go out there and put on that sort of display there as well, it's great, Oisin. Yeah, you know, like, it's very promising.
But listen, the season's not done. Still an Ulster final to come for them.
Yeah, listen, they've Ulster final now against Armagh, and they're going to regroup and go on for that. They'll probably let their hair down a wee bit tonight. You know, they've been relatively good all year, because as you know, they've been playing game after game. Armagh lost to Meath, so it's very promising for Donegal. But the last two Ulster finals, Donegal played against Armagh, they ran out comfortable winners. So we're looking forward to an Ulster final where they can get their hands on a bit of silverware this year. And it's nothing less than the girls they deserve, you know, for putting in the effort and commitment all year, you know, COVID has changed a lot of things throughout the year. There's been a lot of, throughout the last 2 years, Oisín, but, you know, and Donegal opted out of the Ulster Championship last year and Armagh came out winners. So it'll be just great now maybe to get a bit of silverware next weekend, or I think it's maybe the 6th of August now they play Armagh, and they should be able to get their hands on the Ulster Cup again, Oisín.
Well, we look forward to that Ulster final where Donegal, of course, will take on Armagh. Maureen O'Donnell, many thanks for your contribution once again today. But the All-Ireland journey has come to an end for Maxi Kearns' side, losing out to the defending champions, the side which are, of course, going for 5 All-Ireland Senior Ladies titles in a row. We'll try and get some reaction for you. We'll be available later this evening on HighlandRadio.com. But as we depart here from Park, Sean McDermott in Carrigan-Shannon, full-time score in this All-Ireland Senior Ladies quarter-final. Dublin 2-12, Donegal 2-7. We return to the studio in Letterkenny.